Now, the bill might not pass this session, but when it does, the pilot needs to be initiated within 90 days, and the eCash needs to be deployed within 4 years. Don't count on Republicans from stopping this. This could pass with a Democratic Congress. This could pass with a Republican Congress. Because this would absolutely destroy the current fiat system, the paper-based system. Oh, it's Republicans. Please, whatever. While the digital dollars are often conflated with blockchain-based cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, eCash appears to discourage using that technology, i.e. they're going to strangle it out. I told y'all they were going to do something. I may not have predicted what the actual thing was, but I told you, which is weird that people keep leaving my chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. Thank you, Ryan Cornell. I appreciate you sticking around. You can name it this segment. I told you crypto is not the place to be. There are smarter men than me, which is pretty much all of them, like Eric Sammons, who is all over crypto. He thinks it's the future. And I never have ever said anything bad to you guys about crypto. I just didn't think it was the way forward. And when you see stuff like that, this, that is in the pipeline. Hey, Aaron, I love you, man. Thank you for hanging out in there. That are in the pipeline, right? They're in the pipeline. They may not get past this session. They may not get past next session. They may not get past till 2023. But it's there. All right? It's been introduced, and they're just waiting for the time. It can get shoved into an appropriations bill or shoved into the next omnibus package. People think that, oh, well, it's not going to pass this session. Do you people realize this thing is just going to sit there until somebody shoves it into a bill that nobody's going to read? So anyway, the eCash app discourages Bitcoin. eCash is supposed to have minimal transactional data generating properties, which is a tall order for cryptocurrency systems that publicly log transactions. And it's supposed to allow for peer-to-peer transfers that aren't validated through a common or distributed ledger, which is the big thing for cryptocurrency, right? Everybody can see the ledger. eCash doesn't do that. eCash doesn't do it. So let's see here. Transfers could also couldn't require additional validation by a central government system or payment processing company, although they would need to work with existing institutions like banks. The idea is to mimic cash's high level of privacy, its ease of use, and lack of fees or processing hurdles by subtracting the physical bills. All this is fantasy nonsense. All this is fantasy nonsense. Because if you have something that you cannot hold in your hand, it can be stripped from you. Which is why silver is gone. Like most silver, in the last couple weeks, it has accelerated to most of it doesn't exist. Gold, good luck getting your hands on any of that. I don't have $2,000 to drop for gold. I'm doing acre gold, which is $30 a month, trying to buy a little 2.5 grams of gold per six, you know. It takes me like a year and a half to get a 2.5 grams of gold. But I'm doing it slowly, slow and steady. Anyway. Lynch's bill, which is co-sponsored by a representative from Illinois, Rashida Tlaib, Aniana linebacker Presley, and Alma Adams, all Democrats, would require at least 3 early proof concept runs within 180 days of passage. They'd be potentially conducting in partnership with universities or existing financial institutions, and they'd be designed to experiment with different technologies. So big tech, here you go. At least one test would need to involve a physical card that can store the cash, while another would involve storing funds on a cell phone, Apple, Google, or a SIM card. Those early tests would be followed by a limited public trial and a general deployment within 48 months. Lynch's bill builds on the widespread existing interest in a U.S. digital dollar. And the only people, folks, I'm out of the article, the only people that are interested in a digital dollar, the only people that are the ones that seek to control you. Right? My issues with the crypto bros aside, I respect your devotion to cryptocurrency. That's fine. You know, we all, you know, outside the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we all got to have hobbies. So if, and his church. So if you're into, I've never had a problem with you being into crypto, and I don't look at you as worse or any of these ways, shape, or forms. But for me, for little Rick Barrett, I'm all about food, guns, food, ammo, and energy, and water. I mean, that kind of gets thrown into food. And I will talk about these things at my talk, where Homeland Security is not a bureau, but a federal bureau, but it's a way of life. Right? But, well, Remnant, there's nothing worse than that feeling, right? Somebody says he mined 42 Bitcoin in 2009, and if he kept it, he could pay for the Crusade Channel now. Hey, man, Remnant, story of my life, dude. I'm sorry. I bought Dogecoin on the way down, so I'm not really helpful in that regard. Which is why I'm saying, if you are into crypto, that's cool, man. That's cool. I ain't mad at you. I don't trust it, but who the hell am I but an idiot behind a microphone? So that's on. If you're into that stuff, cool. And I think that's great. Like I said, Eric Sammons, who's much smarter than I am, is all in on it. So can't be completely wrong. But I always have a problem with something that seeks to put you more into a digital space. Digital spaces can be hacked. Digital spaces lend themselves to being controlled by central authorities easier than physical cash. And the manipulations we're seeing are bad now. Imagine if there is no physical counterbalance to it. So that's the thing. Also, there's that joke that we posted last year, and then it's here now. If you're living off of digital currency, you're gonna wake up one day and go to your fridge, and they're gonna be like, "I'm sorry, Dave, we can't open the fridge because of you posted OK Groomer on social media, and you have been stripped of all your coins have been suspended for 24 hours. What the hell am I gonna do? For 24 hours. I don't know, Dave. Right? What else? All right. I got to finish this article up. Lynch's bill builds on widespread interest in the... Oh, I already said that. The Federal Reserve released a preliminary report on digital currency earlier this year, suggesting it could benefit Americans who aren't served by the current banking system. So they're going to do this by what? By exploiting the poor. We read that. They're like, oh, it's because the poor don't use the banks. And poor people are like, yeah, because I like my money and I want to give it to you. I don't trust banks, so I ain't giving you my money. And so what does the Fed take that as? Oh, it's because you're poor. And they're like, no, I just don't want to give you my money. I don't want to give a bank, right? The dumbest thing in the world is a bank charging you a fee for charging you an overdraft fee when they know you don't have money to begin with, right? So if you're somebody who doesn't believe in banks and you see like, oh, they overdrafted my account and then they charged me $25. Why the Hades did they do that? They know you don't have any money. So people are like, I ain't giving banks my money. And what does the Fed say? Oh, it must be because you're poor. Let's give you a digital dollar instead, because all you idiots have iPhones or Google phones. Not me. I'm getting to a light phone as soon as I can. I know I've been saying it for 2 years, but I have to get off this iPhone. I got to. I'm breaking the saws and cutting the engine. I need my food. I'm breaking it in, Mr. T-Style. Let's see here. Back into this article. More recently, the Biden regime included a central bank digital currency as an action item in its cryptocurrency executive order. So one way, they'll probably do like they did with the 9/11, right? With the Patriot Act. That was three or four different bills they kind of just shoved into one.